Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about, what do you wish you knew when you were 22? And it's episode 190. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What do you wish you knew when you were 22? It doesn't have to be 22. If I've any listeners that are 22 or younger, you'll think that it's irrelevant. It's only 22 because it rhymes with new. It could be any age. So it could be, if you're only 20, it could be, what do you wish you knew when you were 15 or 16, suffering from your teenage angst? What do you wish you knew then, which would have made your journey a hell of a lot easier? So this obviously is a journey of reflection. Now, the thing about reflection, ultimately, our mind goes into, a state of regret. And whilst a little bit of regret and learning from mistakes is important as well, it's very important to realise that if you were to change everything that you regret in your past, if you were to change all your hardships and take it away and make it vanish, make it disappear, then you wouldn't be the person that you are today. You wouldn't be as strong as you are today. You wouldn't have the same identity. So, you shouldn't go too far down the train of thought of regret, but certainly think of it as your own list. That, I mean, you could use it as a manifesto of life lessons to give to somebody else, a friend or a loved one. It's basically a self-acknowledgement of your own life and your own growth, and to show that how you've progressed over the years and your own personal learning process, to give yourself a little bit of acknowledgement. So what is your list? I know you probably were thinking, hang on, you give us your list, Rob. But, It's not, I will, I'll give you a kickstart and I'll help you off, of course, a kickstart, a roundhouse kickstart to help you. But it's not really about my list. All of these things, and one tip that I would give you for business is, don't set up your business to be an extension of your own ego. If you do that, you trip yourself up. And while it's very beneficial to me, even recording these is very therapeutic and it gets stuff off my mind, I actually do still find it really hard to open up and to give you personal content. But it's important that you go through the process yourself and figure out, what is your own list of what do you wish you knew when you were 22? Now, I know that's not sufficient. I know you want me to give you a kickstart and give you a hand. So here we go. Number one. This is what I tell myself. I would tell myself to focus more. So be less Uzi-like in style. Scattered, jumping between things, having lots of interests. And I do have a lot of interests. I love life. There's a lot of things that interest me. So it's very easy for me to start going off on tangents in different areas. So focus more, especially on the things that actually matter and that actually produce results, and not to be so easily swayed or easily led or chased the next shiny thing. I think we're all guilty of that. So focus more. Number two, invest as early as possible. I really should have listened to my broker when he told me many, many years ago. If he listens to this podcast, he'll be nodding his head. Many years ago, he told me to start a pension. He told me to start investing in things. And I shook my head because I didn't believe in pensions. I didn't want anyone else handling my investments. It wasn't something that interested me. So I lost the benefit that I could have received, all that compound interest. The earlier you start, the better. And it's absolutely one that I'm going to be drilling into my kids the second they start work. Invest as early as possible. Number three, a negative one, this one, don't waste time or our energy on untrustworthy people. So taking chances with bad apples, trying to make a bad apple into a good apple, ultimately only turns you bitter in the process, and it doesn't work. So I certainly wasted a lot of time doing that, and I won't be doing it again, and I'm sure you have too. So That was a kind of a negative one, so I said I'd give you another one, which is a positive one. It's true that your happiest days are ahead. I know that sounds cliched, I know it sounds like full of shit, but it's actually really, really true, because the older you get, the more experience you have, the more freedom, if you're managing your life hopefully correctly, the more freedom that you do have, you do gain a bit of confidence as well. You get a little bit more relaxed as a person as well. You develop stronger family bonds. So you have people that love you and people that you love. And you basically have better control in shaping the life that you want to live. So happiness is a possibility. Being happier is a possibility as you get older. I think when you're younger, I think life is a little bit harder. I don't think you even, well, I certainly didn't even see happiness as a goal. I thought life just had to be hard no matter what. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you get happy and then you settle and you get comfortable and you don't strive for more. I've always said it's very simple and easy and possible to be happy and to still be strive for more, to still not be fully satisfied. You can be happy and unsatisfied. That, you know, that's a thing, that's possible. So I hope those four. One was focus more. Number two was invest as early as possible. Number three, don't waste time or energy on untrustworthy people. And number four is that it's true that your happiest days are ahead. I hope it's given you a roundhouse kickstart. I hope it's going to help you with your list. What is your list? It can be two, it can be three, it can be one, it can be 10, it can be 100 if you can think them up. I would love to hear it. So let me know if you have any feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.